Merry Christmas. Happy Sunday. It's so awesome to be here today. Let's all stand and read scripture reading Luke 2, verses 1 to 14. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. Our first song this morning is going to be Go Tell It on the Mountain. That's hymn number 95 in your book if you're following along there. Song will be The First Noel, which is hymn number 85.
So
please stand, and our third song will be I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, which is hymn number 98.
Angels scream. Thank you, dear. Appreciate it very much. And as most of you know, Sandy's not been able to sing for a while because of her surgery, and she sang the first time publicly last night in our Christmas Eve service, so this was just her second time. Her voice is not completely recovered, but it's getting there, and we thank you for your prayers.